Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
We're going to go On The Pace now with Amanda Rado from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, this morning's edition I thought would have a chat to Ricky Ulchin. He's usually busy breaking in all the young horses, but he's got a couple of nice young horses chasing some features over the next couple of weeks. So I thought we'll get a bit of an update on those. So, Ricky, are you there?
Yeah, how are you going, Amanda?
Well, Ricky, yeah, you've been busy. This Friday night is the TAB Carnival of Cups at Newcastle, and you're represented in the main feature, the Newcastle Derby. You've got the Ideal Dancer, last start winner. He's drawn the pole. Are you happy with that draw in that feature?
Yeah, really happy. I mean, he's blessed with a lot of gate speed, the Ideal Dancer, so Barrier 1's the ideal draw for him, pardon the pun.
Yeah, it looks a bit of a tough race on paper. What are the horses that you think are going to be the main dangers for you?
Oh, look, obviously Leonidas, he's raced some really nice horses right through his preparation. But I know my horse's form before he won probably didn't look great on paper, but if you actually went back through him, he was running some pretty quick sectionals once up an angle, and then again at Penrith, just bad draws and sort of no luck in racing weren't helping him, so I actually think my horse is going really good. I mean, he's won 5 races this season, and I think he's in peak form.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's sort of not really in the market at this stage, but you've already caused a big upset this week. Your nice horse, Crunch Time, won a heat of the Australian Pacing Gold at Menangle on Tuesday at $51. And it was a huge effort considering he ran the fastest heat of that day. He rated 153.3. I bet you would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I was over the moon, actually, Amanda. We always thought the horse had ability. He showed us right through, you know, that he worked at home like a really nice horse. And his first couple of runs in his career were pretty good. And then he sort of dropped off the boil a little bit during the Bathurst Carnival. And I was actually quite disappointed in him there a few times. He led and got a couple of easy leads and sort of never really found the line. So we just freshened him up and changed his work up a little bit. And that was his first run back, and he raced really well, so I was stoked.
Yeah, how has he come through that run now?
Really good. He's the horse that's quite full of himself. He's always got plenty of energy, and he's pulled up really well. He's bucking around his paddock and still quite a handful, so he's right when he's like that.
Yeah, well, he's earned a ticket to Queensland for the $350,000 APG final next Saturday night at Albion Park. So that means another interstate trip for you on the card. So when are you going to head up with Crunch Time?
Yeah, he'll head up early next week. We were always heading back up to Queensland for sort of a period of time. We weren't sure how far, how long we were going to stay for, but this is just fast-forwarded the trip a little bit, so we'll head next week and take a few others with him and then go from there.
Okay. Out of the other heat, APG heats that were run, what are the other serious players in your opinion?
It's hard to sort of take a lot out of heat racing because a lot of the times they're there just to qualify. I mean, the other heat only went 158 here at Menangle. But I'd been watching Sky Major work, actually, here at Menangle. John McCarthy had been bringing him across. And, he'd been working really well. I'd been following him a little bit, and he raced well. But I think the Melbourne horses are probably the leading contenders. I've got a really big opinion of Gillaby Nitro. I mean, his run at Bathurst in the final was as good as you'll see for a young horse, although he got beat in his heat. I'm going to label him as the one to beat in the whole series.
Okay, all right. Well, best of luck for that. And what are some of the other horses that you'll be campaigning in Queensland in the coming weeks?
We're going to take up just our little mate, Little Change. He loves the Queensland trip, so he'll come up. I'll probably take the Ideal Dancer up for the Redcliffe Derby, and Regulus, he was the other reason we were going up. He's got the Garrard Sale Race for the 3-year-olds. So, I mean, we'll look at probably the Redcliffe Derby with him as well. And hopefully both them 2-3-year-olds shape up. They might have a crack at even the Queensland Derby. They might get thrown in the deep end, but I'm sure they'll both, not disgrace themselves. Mo Cassino, he'll go up and race through his follies up there. He's a horse that I sort of thought could get to metro grade down here, but I think he'll go through his grades up there. And yeah, we've got a couple of other babies we might take up as well, just depending on how cold it gets down here, Amanda.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, before I let you go, the Trotters Carnival in New South Wales is kicking off this week. Saturday night at Menangle, we've got the New South Wales Trotters Oaks as well as the Lookooker Archer for the mares. And there's also another trot race for the free-for-all trotters. And I noticed your top trotter, Tough Monarch, isn't going around this Saturday night. And he's currently ranked one of the top trotters in the country this season. So where is Tough Monarch at the moment?
Look, after his last couple of runs, we decided to give him a good spell. He hadn't had a decent spell, and we thought the time was right then. So he's had 6 weeks off, and he's been back in work 2 weeks now. I would have liked to have had him here and support the New South Wales Carnival, being the leading trotter, but we felt it was in his best interest to give him a good spell. He went out on a good note. He had nothing wrong with him. And he's come back feeling $1 million. So he's got some bigger fish to fry later in the season, hopefully. So we thought that we'd just give him a good spell at the right time.
Yeah, well, he raced so well throughout the Inter-Dominion Series in Victoria. So the Inter-Dominion later this year is over in New Zealand. So is that something that you've earmarked for him?
Yeah, look, there's 4 races over there. For the trotters. I mean, he'd have to be going well at the time because, you know, you don't want to go over there and just make up the numbers. You want to be a realistic chance. So, and I've always thought the horses good enough to match it with the best of them. So, yeah, that, at this stage, that is our goal, to take him to New Zealand, you know, during the Inter-Dominion Carnival. So, fingers crossed he comes back up well, and that's where we'll head.
Awesome. All right. Well, it sounds like you've got some exciting races to look forward to. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ricky, and all the best for the Derby at Newcastle this Friday and the APG final at Albion Park next Saturday night.
No worries, Amanda. Thanks for the time.
So there you have it, Ricky Altchin. Usually, I think he's broken in about 80 yearlings this year. He broke in 100 yearlings last year, and now he's chasing a few feature races with his young horses. So does a fantastic job.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We will go on the pace with you again tomorrow morning.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Cozzy.